State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
It's the voice of DJ Scream, time for another episode of Big Facts. What's up, Big Bang? What's up, Jade, up in here? We got a special guest in here by massive request. They said, when y'all gonna get the one and only Suki Hanna on Big Facts? And she came all the way from out of town, flew in to rock with us, man. Give it up, y'all. Give it up, Suki Hanna, man.
Thank you for having me, y'all.
Well, we appreciate you.
Now, 2 years ago, you ain't had that watch. What's going on now? You getting to it. You getting to it. How you been?
Niggas been buying me watches for a long time, but this one I bought myself, so I mean a little bit more.
So that's important. Yeah.
That's priceless.
Yeah.
That's priceless. What's up with Suki Hanna? How you been? What you been on?
Oh my God, during this pandemic, I just been trying to get this money. Mm-hmm. You know, we just dropped a project.
And the name of that project is, I just want to hear you
Wolf
say
Wolf Pussy.
That's where we start this whole conversation. What the hell is Wolf Pussy?
Wolf Pussy. Y'all ain't never heard of no Wolf Pussy.
We gonna, you put us down.
So who ain't heard of no Wolf Pussy yet?
I think I've heard of Wolf Pussy.
I don't know what Wolf Pussy is.
When you say
Wolf Pussy, we immediately start to think about really hairy pussy. That's what we immediately start.
Ding-a-ling.
Okay, so no, I changed the word. I normalized it. Wolf Pussy is a wild ass cat, an animalistic cat, a cat that's just out of control. Need to be in a cage because these niggas going crazy about this pussy. Period. That's what it is. A pussy that make a nigga just get himself together, like make a nigga do whatever you want him to do.
So it's like it's the modern day way of saying pussy whip.
Pussy motherfucker whip.
Okay,
but instead of saying that, I feel like me changing the meaning of a word, like I feel like if I was to compare my cat to an animal, it would be a tiger or a wolf, and I got the tiger on my face, so I just
okay.
How you just put a name on your pussy though? Did a nigga name your pussy the Wolf Pussy?
I mean, they named the other stuff, and I just changed it to Wolf Pussy.
Okay, okay.
I feel like these niggas have hyped me up throughout the years, and I feel like Wolf Pussy is what I'm gonna name it.
Oh, so you took all the nicknames that they gave and just made your own?
Nah, for real.
How you feel about? I mean, you be on social media, so how do you feel when you see maybe in the comments or the Twitter, maybe because of past music or actions or whatever, when they be like, what they call you, a hoe, a hood rat, or names like
Yo,
that?
Hood
like,
rat.
How do you react to that? Like,
I mean, I normalize that word too. I got a lot of people calling themselves hood rats. Like, people used to say that to like talk down on somebody, but I feel like it don't necessarily mean you a rat, it just mean you from the hood. This is the culture. Like, at one point, you know, I was a product of my environment, but now my environment is a product of me. I got all these hoes out here saying they hood rats, and it's not something to make you feel bad about yourself. This is who mm-hmm. I am. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. It's just a lifestyle.
So what about hoe?
Hoe? I mean, I feel like the hoe word, maybe back in the day, it was disrespectful, but now this is just how we talk. Like, where my hoes at? Ho, when you pulling up?
Mm. Oh, it's some like, hoes in this house.
Yeah, some hoes in
the
house.
Little garage.
Like, that's just what guys call, like, this is what we all call each other. Like, what's up, ho? I'm a rich ass ho. This is just the lingo.
So your homegirls could call you a ho, but what if a nigga call you a ho?
It's a difference.
It's the way he see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, please, exactly. I want this episode.
Like, I mean, when, like, we at a party and be like, man, the hoes in here, but I work for my name. Like, in my life, I feel like my name is a household name. Niggas ain't finna be like the hoes over there. They gonna be like, Sukihana is over there and the hoes is here.
Sukihana and the hoes.
Yeah, Sukihana and the hoes. Like that's just what it is. But, I mean.
Like Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yeah, there we go.
So can a hoe, in the derogatory sense of it, become, we talked about this, we're trying to get clarity on it. Can a hoe become a housewife?
I feel like hell yeah. Because listen, first of all, out here in Atlanta, the game already changed because most of the women out here is strippers. Like, a lot of women like to make that money. Mm-hmm. Niggas ain't had no choice but to wife up hoes. Like, that's just what happened. But I feel like, shit, bitches is retired hoes. Sometimes you a retired hoe is like, you know, you probably had a little young lifestyle where you was out here, you know, trying to chase this bag. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Everybody got a pass. But sometimes you might want to say, oh, you know what? I'm tired.
So you don't think that hoe going to be sitting in the house as a wife thinking like, damn, I miss being a hoe?
No, ain't nobody miss being a hoe. We had our fun.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
No, this is this question.
No, ain't nobody don't miss being no hoe. We women like to get that money.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, been there, done that. Like, you got to learn. I think everybody just got to pay their dues. You got to learn what you like and what you don't like. But as a younger woman, we all had our hoish ways. Everybody did some ho shit. Everybody sucked a little bit of dick. It's okay.
When you get older, you evolve.
Yeah, but hoes be the retired hoes be the best one to wife up. Bitches know how to cook real good. They know how to clean real good. They know how to suck a mean dick. Like, it just be like, retired hoes just know how to do everything better.
Retire hoes.
Yeah, retire
keyword.
Hoe. Get a bitch that.
But you would
get.
Say, let's say you had your brother or cousin, you would tell them make sure she's retired.
Yeah, make sure she retired. Because
if she's not, then.
No, then she can't be wiped up. But if she done got her fun out the way and she's a grown-ass woman, ready to take care of some kids and take care of her man, shit.
What you think can turn a hoe into a housewife? Like, make her say, oh, is it the nigga or is it her choice?
No, it's the nigga. It's the nigga. It's the man. It's the man. It's got to be the man. Because, I mean, you got to meet somebody who going to change your mindset and who going to stay listening.
You think, I'm going to be honest, like, this shit sound like pimping.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
You think it, no, I'm saying, you think that
And I don't even think we should call them retired hoes. I think that we should call them sexual veterans.
A veteran, just a veteran, period. We know what it's hitting for when we hear the veteran. But I feel like it do take a guy.
A war veteran. Sexual veteran. Jay, what?
I mean, it take a guy. It's nothing wrong with that. Just like it sometimes take a woman to change a man.
What's some of them things that you think can make a hoe say, I'm going to get a hoe? Like, it can't just be money.
It's the nigga.
Saying what? But what does the nigga have to do? Like, let's just say.
You have to treat her like a queen to make a woman be a queen.
It don't always work, though.
No, it don't always work. Because he ain't that nigga. He ain't the one.
I got you.
But like.
I got you. I feel you.
Like, I ain't, you know me. Hey, man, I'm all for it, man. Hoe up till you blow up. Yeah. Like I said, I don't say this shit 2-3 times. These women, because I ain't going to call them hoes, because all bitches got hoes ways. These women deal with so many puss-ass niggas, they don't have no choice but to continue to do what they doing.
Yeah. It be like that. It do
until
be like
they meet.
Because these niggas be some bitches.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it's like, I'm not finna stop what I'm doing. Like, you know, I'm finna commit to you to be.
So do it work the other way with... If a nigga a dog,
yes, you do.
You meet a woman that goddamn give you some shit that you never found nowhere else. Mm-hmm. You ain't finna let that shit go.
Mm-hmm. Period. Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
I don't give a fuck what happens. That. How many times y'all get into it? How many times y'all fall out? How many times she says, fuck you, get out, pack your shit. You're gonna be back. I don't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think women can change, man.
But the innocent hoes is the hoes. Them the main hoes. Back to that.
Attacking
like the bitches acting like they ain't that, but that.
Yeah, they be the worst
ones. They the worst ones.
I don't even want to put them in the same same category because they are the worst.
They the worst. They that's deceit.
They that's.
I feel like. Nasty.
So
I feel
you
like
you saying hoes that's not admitting that they're hoes.
That's a nasty. Yeah. Thing.
Like what Black is saying. One. I feel like a hoe that's not admitting to a nigga that she's a hoe is the same shit as not telling somebody you got AIDS.
Yeah, that's
I see sneaky shit.
Yeah, like yeah, it's gonna come out. Like, come on, let's just be for real up front.
You can't just say that. E-ho moving cross.
Yeah, I think they is
brand
the bottom
new
hoe,
brand new name, brand new everything.
Yeah, that shit ain't cool though, cause it be them pretty ass little Instagram models that you don't never know that's out there sucking and fucking raw, all types of shit. You cannot trust these hoes. Mm. But I feel like they at the bottom of the barrel, cause there's some hoes, there's some chill ass hoes that's just gonna tell you this. I used to do that. This is where I came from, you know. But people want to change their life sometimes, and I feel like a good woman can change a nigga.
Facts.
Hell yeah, sure. I have changed, nigga. I have stopped crying with this pussy in different places.
Whoa, that's
niggas
a quote.
Niggas been.
You said you stopped crying.
Yeah, I have stopped crying.
Please give us an example of stopping crying.
Like I done dated some real gangster niggas.
Yeah.
When they start fucking with me, they stop hitting licks, stop killing shit, stop robbing shit, and niggas have been walking around peaceful when I come into with that nigga. Hell, that's stopping
that's
crimes.
Hard.
I'm doing my duties.
Hell yeah, that's
hard. I'm doing my duties.
Wolf pussy.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm here for
but
it.
But you can always, I
so
feel
have
like.
You started any crimes behind
that's this? What I was about to say. You can always start. Like, cause okay, now let's get to the
hold
premise
up,
of.
Else, go ahead.
I don't.
I'm saying have niggas had beef, real beef behind you.
Yeah, but I don't let it get that. I don't let it get that far.
Because in the Big Facts Bible, we say, you know, from Bank that the root of most problems come from a
female.
That's true. Pussy does wrong. Let me say, niggas do everything for a pussy. When a nigga buy a new Bentley truck, new big chain, anything, that's to impress a woman. It ain't impress no nigga. We the ones with all the power at the end of the day, but I don't let no nigga beef over me. I don't think that shit. I don't like that.
Yeah, that ain't cool.
I'd rather do good with the cat. Not. I don't want niggas get hurt.
That's good to hear. And I think that a lot of women should follow suit behind along that path. You know what I'm saying? Put some positive vibes out there with your
wolf
pussy.
I'm saying, what, you got to be born with that shit? Like, you got to explain, you gonna have a class on this shit?
I think it's more like a generational thing. Like, maybe you get it from your mama, just like they say. You
genetic.
Get it from your mama. Elasticity. A good-ass pussy. Elasticity. That come from the your genes. At the end of the day, everybody don't got that. It be some girls that be young as fuck, and pussy be worn the fuck out. And you can get fucked every day by a big dick nigga, and a pussy be the same. I think a good pussy is a pussy that has been used, and is still good.
Like a car.
Yeah, but I don't know.
The screen is fucking retarded.
I don't know.
No shit. That's
well, maybe.
As long as you keep it up.
As long as you
can gas
maintain
it,
tune it up, change the oil. Get it waxed.
Man, y'all crazy.
Ooh, man. Crazy.
Get it waxed.
I'm here.
How long you been rapping though?
I've been rapping since I was six.
Oh, wow. Six? Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
My mama wrote my first rap.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, so, what was that rap about? Because it can't be what it was about.
No, I was just rapping. Like, I was trying to, like, I used to rap for the hood, the people in the hood, and they used to give me like little dollars, you know, and I just rap about anything.
Hmm.
So you better hustle.
Yeah, always. I love making money. I never even got my hand out. I'm prideful when I make money, so I've been doing that for a long time.
So speaking of making money, tell us about how you got all this dough off this OnlyFans shit.
OnlyFans.
Yes. Yes, I want to know. The public wants to know.
Yeah, so I had...
Scream wants to know.
I definitely know. Because there's a lot of money. Is there anyone like, what is it, 100, 200, 300, something like, something crazy? Or that's just Twitter talk?
What was 300?
How much you made on OnlyFans?
I made more than that. Who said that?
Oh, more.
Who
okay,
said that?
That's Twitter talk. I was just searching Twitter. They said she only made about 200, 300 off OnlyFans.
Oh, I saw a million.
Somebody else.
Oh, you saw a million?
I saw a million.
I didn't
see that. Yeah, I made a lot of money on OnlyFans, but I had made it because of the pandemic. You know, like I didn't really want to do no shows because I didn't want to get my kids sick. So I was just in the house. And I had made it, and I just started making a lot of money off of it. You know, that's a blessing. You know, paid some bills, opened a, you know, I got a store and stuff. Like I invested my money in a lot of different things, so.
And then you got daughters and sons, or?
Yeah, I have three babies.
Do they listen to your music?
No, they don't know my music. They know one song, Pretty and Ratchet, but other than that, they have never, they don't listen to my music.
Okay.
Yeah, like, my kids is kids. They like to play Fortnite and do stuff like that. Like, they don't just go listen to my music. I'm an adult entertainer. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm raising children. I don't just let my kids go out and do all that.
One thing I think dope about you, like you remade a whole Ludacris shit.
Yeah,
right?
Shout out to Ludacris
for giving you that blessing. That's a good blessing.
I can't even believe I even got that. You know, I'm thankful.
Yeah, and then you got a new single out now. But before that, you always got some new shit out, is what I'm saying. Like, you keep it consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever thought about leaving your town?
Leaving my town?
Yeah.
Like moving away?
Yeah.
I did.
Where you moved to?
Well, I'm originally from Delaware. I moved from there, and, you know, I moved here when I was 12.
But you get a lot of love down there, so that's where you're from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get a lot of love from the north, up north.
No, I'm talking about Florida, right?
Florida? Oh, yeah, I get so much love.
That's home, right? Like, that's not original, but that's home, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
You ever thought about leaving there?
I want to move back to Atlanta. But that's where I'm working at right now. That's where I'm getting my money. But I want to buy a house out here. I want to live here. I can't do that right now, though. But maybe in a couple months, a year.
Okay. What you think about the wave of just like really graphic female rap? Like, when you hear a song like WAP, and when you hear, because I feel like women always have rapped about raunchy shit, but I feel like you kind of quarterback that shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, about,
I think I'm the most nastiest when it comes to music, my shit is out of control.
Yeah, for sure.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
But what you saying? What do I think?
What I'm saying, do you think you influence any of the really X-rated rap that's out now?
I mean, I feel like I definitely normalized it because it's like it has been a time where we did not want to say what we was thinking. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people tell me they love me because I say what every female was thinking. Every woman, I say what every woman is feeling. Mm-hmm. So I do think I definitely influence a lot, especially as far as social media, everything. Like, I influence a lot. And people don't even know that these viral videos that's been around for years is me. Because, you know, I was ratchet as fuck. I look ratchet as fuck, but that's
over. Why'd you change the green hair?
The green hair? Because niggas, like, I was just tired of that. Like, niggas told me I look pretty, just giving natural look. I didn't want to keep looking all ratchet all the time. You know, I'm already ratchet right here, so I just want to look.
Okay, balance.
Yeah.
Speaking of balance, like, I saw in an article on the Shade Room where, like, with your kids, you're married, right?
No.
Oh.
No. What?
No, I was just going to ask, like, how do you balance, like, your image with your music with a relationship? But if they reported it wrong,
I'm not married. I'm in a relationship, but.
Okay.
I mean, how do I balance, like, what, being a mother?
Like being a girlfriend, like the mother thing, like women do that every day. That's not a problem. But how do you balance like being a girlfriend with having to maintain your image with like the wolf pussy nasty stuff?
I mean, see, my nigga, he don't give a fuck. Like, he know he the only one that's fucking me. So he don't.
Right.
He understand the business side of things. He be in the studio when we making the music. Like,
okay.
He understands the whole process. So that don't affect him at all.
Shit, that's a blessing.
Yeah, that don't bother him.
That's a blessing.
He's just a real nigga.
Because like, most niggas wouldn't be able to handle that.
Like, because most niggas ain't hustlers. When you a hustler, like a nigga that's a hustler, he understand the game. My nigga just understand. He understand this.
That's how you get your money.
Yeah, this is my brand. But like my nigga really love me, you know.
That's hard.
Yeah, he really love me. So it's
that's all, hard. It's all congratulations to him. Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
He proposed to me a few times.
Yeah, this is now I'm confused. That's why everybody think you married. Now we're confused.
No, he has proposed to me. So what did you tell? I wasn't ready. I'm still young. Like I wasn't ready at that time. I just wanted to, like, we was going through a pandemic. Like I just want to make sure we can always stay financially stable and everything gonna be good. So that's why I just told I'm not ready. But the next time that he asked me, I'm gonna say yeah.
Oh, he gonna do it tomorrow.
Right.
That's gonna happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
So what's been the most challenging thing for you this year? I know you said keeping the money rolling and everything, but like on a personal level?
Most challenging thing?
Yeah, just outside of just getting to the money.
Okay, so, I mean, all right, just the most challenging thing is like when you, I guess, becoming famous and like leveling up or whatever, it's like it's kind of hard to lose friends, you know, because I lost like a few friends. Like
okay.
Is it loyalty issues or jealousy issues?
I don't even know what to call it, but it's just like people just change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just weird because.
I don't mean to cut you off, but when you get in a certain situation, right? When you start elevating, people who you help feel like you're supposed to kiss their ass. Then.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's the whole key of it. And if you're a person that, like, nigga, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, you're going to fall out because people feel like this is like joking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is like when you joking, you know what I'm saying, kicking shit. We got Mies in the building.
Shouts to me. Everybody get
fucked up. Slaughter Gang Mizo. What's happening? Hey.
What's up, kid?
You feel me? When you going up and shit, people go to feeling like the first thing they want to say is, you change.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So they want you to overly prove that I have not changed.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to say. He just said it. Because it's like, they want to say so quick that, like, as soon as they see this, that they want to say so quick that you changed. It's just like, And then they want you to approve it so much to them that you down, that, listen, you'll do this for them. Like, I'm not kissing nobody else. I work for this. People got a sense of entitlement, and they ain't been in the gym with me. No, it's not fair.
Exactly.
But I have lost people on the way, and it's not a great feeling because
it's painful.
Yeah, because it's starting to feel like I'm alone, like one person, another person, another person. It's like it's really no friends up here. That's how I feel. It's just all business, and I don't want to feel like that. That's why I make sure with my home and my children, my family, I'm real tight with them. But it don't feel good. Yeah.
Shit, man. You could talk to them goddamn. You could talk to them blue face, and them motherfucker talk back. Shit, talk to them blue face.
They
man.
Definitely do me. Talk.
I'm saying them motherfucker money talk.
Yeah. Yes, it
at the
do.
End of the day, that come with anybody in any type of business, not just music, not just, you know what I'm saying? When you trying to elevate in anything you do, it's always going to be, because they can't see it. You get what I'm saying?
Can't see the vision, yeah.
They can't see it. That's just like the jokes become more hurtful from you now, because they looking at you different. Like, we could be friends, screaming, we could play all day, like, nigga, big ass head, whatever the fuck
broke
I want to say. Whatever. Niggas start taking that shit more personal,
like, because you got more money.
You Suki, or you Bank, or you Scream, or you Jay, so they take it hurtful. Then they wouldn't even, probably normally, if we were still poor as hell to get around in the hot box, he wouldn't even give a fuck. You feel what I'm saying?
He'll joke back with you. You a broke ass nigga too. Whatever. Like, but now it's like
the jokes turn into, you hurt me.
Yeah,
I've been joking your ass in the cafeteria. You got now third grade. We've been doing this shit forever.
Right.
Now
it's so hurtful. So sensitive, and it's like, it's, I'm not even about to kiss your ass. What's wrong with you? I don't know, but that's the worst thing.
But it's like, you can't even, when it comes to shit like that, you can't even take too much time to dwell on the why they're feeling entitled or nothing, because then you're going to lose sight of the shit that you're trying to elevate from. So it's like, you just got to be at peace with that shit and understand, okay, whatever, if it's meant, I'll come back around and catch back up with them. If not, then fuck them. I'm going to just do what I got to do for me and my family, and that's it. Because at the end of the day, really, that's all that matters.
Yeah. And Instagram be hurting these people hard too.
Oh.
They'll hit you up and ask you, you know, can you post them? You might not see it. And it's like,
man, oh my God. Oh my God.
What? Let me tell you something. This social media shit, this Instagram shit don't mean nothing. It's like people is losing their real friends and their real family.
This shit's so crazy.
If we was like back in the day, the grandmoms was the ones to keep the family together. You know, we go to our grandmom and say, yeah, my sister ain't talking to me because she said I ain't post her on my Instagram. Like, our grandmas would look at us like we fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like people lost sight of what real love and real family is. That's the shit I don't like.
That's facts.
Facts.
That's why I don't really post goddamn too much of
people's
birthday and personal shit. Because I might get a person's birthday.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you on a text or whatever, man. I ain't finna be looking for me to post you every year on my birthday. Happy birthday, full of happy. I ain't trying to do all that. Yeah. And then the nigga be wanting you to post all that bullshit, bro. I don't like it.
Yeah, you don't like it.
I ain't posting
like
that on my page, but shit I like. The fuck I'm gonna post? This shit whack, man.
Yeah, it's okay to
like,
say
the
that.
Fuck, bro? This shit don't belongs on my page.
How can the world get in that nonsense? Sensitive space though, because everybody's so sensitive about everything.
Yeah,
it's like you can't even have your real opinion with, you know, with your people you can, but you, like we were talking about the last episode, like telling people their music is whack.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm with you.
It's nothing wrong with it at all.
People really be offended, and maybe it's because they put their hard work into it.
But I mean,
we saw them comments.
Your hard work into some shit that's not working. You should want somebody to tell you so you can change your direction.
Yeah.
And maybe do something that might work, because if not, you're going to be whack as fuck forever.
Forever. And don't be, it's about working smart, not working hard. And you know what? That's like why a lot of people don't like working with women, because women, when it comes to music, we be just so sensitive about everything and don't want to change nothing. But see, if my shit whack, if my shit don't sound right, if the ad-libs is off, anything, I got a whole team that's going to say, this don't sound right. Go back in there. And I'm doing that because I want this money. Mm. It ain't no feelings to this shit. That be the problem why people don't elevate. Like, nobody don't want to hear that trash.
Business is never personal.
It's really not.
Mm. Ever.
No.
I agree. What would you say to some of the women that went to some of the stuff that you went through on the come up, like, I guess, industry heartache, relationship heartache, just the downs that you've been through? Because we talked about that a little
bit. Or even like how you had to maneuver and navigate through the deal that you had that was, like, fucked up.
Okay, so you want me to give advice about?
Just heartache and hardship coming up. Because you still trying to come up, but you've been through some things.
Through some
people
shit,
would give up. And some people would say, fuck it.
I feel like you gotta You have to be able to take risk and do everything with 100% of your heart and your time and your energy. Like, you can't have stuff when it comes to your dreams. And also, facts. You need to, like, everybody can't come to the next chapter with you. Everybody can't come to this next blessing that you got. Some people ain't going to make it. It's just what it is. You got to accept it and you got to move on. Because that blessing that God got for you, it might not be for you and this girlfriend or facts. You and this boyfriend.
Facts.
Like, mm-hmm. they could be the reason why you ain't got facts. It right now. You feel me?
Facts. I'm facts.
So,
God, nigga, I ain't trying to bless him right now.
Yeah,
this is your
he
blessing.
He don't deserve it.
So, you finna goddamn keep continue to do that with both of y'all finna miss
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, God's going to take it away from you.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. what happened with me for a long time. Like, I've been in the hood for a long time and I always been talented. Like, these people that I have been around, the people I grew up with, do not believe in dreams. They say that I'm weird because I want to be a rapper. Like, it's no dreams. It's no getting out of this trap. This is what it is. We're going to be out here. We're going to sell these drugs. We're going to chill. So I had to leave them to be where I'm at right now. And I don't give a fuck. So you're going to have to let these people go or you're going to be a bum forever. And also, as far as the deal thing, mm-hmm. with a lot of artists, especially maybe if you ain't used to the music business, I think you should really learn about it, because it seemed like your first deal is kind of always the worst deal, especially when a nigga come and flash some money in your face and you ain't really used to them blues like that. Like, I don't know. You just got to try to work. I think people should just try it they self first and just work smart.
Right.
Before you let a nigga just come in and just take everything that you got and he ain't even. No. No, no, no. No, no, no. Every nigga in the hood ain't a fucking record label. Like, shit, niggas, it's not, you know, it don't work out all the time. I'm just blessed that, you know, God is walking with me.
Yeah, so for real.
That's one thing I got to give everything to is God for even walking with me. Because there's a lot of niggas who could have took full advantage of me in this game right here, because I did not know nothing. All I know is my talent. That was it. Mm. But now I know the business, so I'm not finna let nobody play no games with me.
Mm. Right.
I know it don't stop with just rapping. Like, what all does Sukiyana want to do? Like, I feel like you got this all this shit in your head that you want to do, like, big vision, big dreams. What all you want to get into?
I mean, I always wanted to act. I went to acting school, so I definitely want to do big movies. I want to buy properties and start more stores, like, stuff like that, because I know, I mean, I'm not going to be rapping forever. This a little phase. It's like how I get my money, but, you know, eventually my children going to get older and I'm going to be on some whole other shit. This is what I'm doing in my young years, because, honestly, I invested all of my years to these fuck niggas. Done had children with them. Done just played the wifey role for too long. And it's like, damn, like, bitch, I want to be successful too. I want to get my own money. I don't want no nigga taking right. care of me forever. Like, that's not why I was right. born to be just taken care of
by a nigga.
It wasn't even fun for me. Mm. So, you know, this a little phase right now. Then I'll probably just be an old ass bitch that
Sukiyana gonna be washed up one day.
Mm-hmm. But this pussy always gonna be good. It's never gonna be washed up.
That's hilarious. you still in love with hip hop?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna do the next season.
How's that experience?
I mean, going from social media to TV is a whole different world. Mm. Because a lot of TV people don't respect social media.
You be on there knocking them hoes out.
Oh, yeah. I don't play with these hoes.
For real.
I had to learn the difference.
Which Miami?
Yes, Miami. Miami.
Who is her op?
Fake, though. I don't even watch this.
I know it's got to be fake.
Well, you got to watch
it. Who is her op on there?
You got to watch
it. Man, I don't really watch the Miami shit either, but the last couple ones I've seen.
I didn't watch it either.
Well, who is your op?
She was checking shit, like, for real.
I didn't fuck with none of them, you know?
Oh, they was all the ops. Okay.
Yeah, because it was just like, I felt like it was me, and it was just everybody else, and everybody's just so classy, and then everybody just looking at me like I'm just the ratchet bitch.
Oh, you whooping them with class hoes there.
Man. We what? Not playing with them hoes. What? We was not playing with them hoes. But I feel like I couldn't separate the TV
and
world from the streets.
Dragging them hoes, like, for real. Like,
oh, popping off.
What?
I couldn't separate the TV world from the streets, though.
It is something.
Because it's like, you play with me, I'm finna call. I'm finna have some niggas play with you. Out here, you ain't gonna know who hit you, and I'm just gonna be smiling my ass off. Yeah, bitch, that car got shut up, didn't it?
This is where the wolf pussy go the other way. This is where the wolf pussy goes the other way. When you use your wolf pussy for the powers of evil.
No, but I love the Love and Hip Hop, and I'm glad that they put me on the show, and I'm gonna do another season.
Mm.
Whoop my ass too.
I don't wanna whoop my ass.
You just gonna chill? What you? So you finna try to go? Don't do that. Keep whooping ass. That's what they want.
Yeah.
Keep whooping them all day, man.
Yeah, don't water it down.
Stay yeah, active.
Don't water it down.
Yeah, I'm saying, stay active.
Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to that. Man. Hey, you know, don't go for coach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, we can't go for nothing, man.
Yeah, period.
Real shit. I ain't trying to entice you. You gotta go out. Screamy thinking I be
for real.
Ribbing people.
No, that's real shit. No, you gotta keep it.
People like it.
They like, that's what it. They like. What's up, King?
You gotta keep it. You gotta keep it going. Like, you can't just switch it up. Yeah, we are, but.
that's what they like.
That wrong for like 10
they like you for whooping ass. So mm-hmm. Shit, you know, I ain't saying whooping ass, but confrontational, like, because some people come on them shows, like when I see it, and they once they storyline get on, they gone. So you just gotta stay interested, yeah. Whatever you gotta do.
Yeah,
like mm-hmm. That's a check too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. That put your ass on. You know what I'm saying? This shit move up.
Yeah, it has opened a lot of doors on TV.
You stop whooping ass, they start cutting them scenes.
Yeah, well, stop. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
but see, I come with my own fan base. My fans do their part as far as right. The show, and they can tell when I'm on this episode, the numbers might be different than when I'm not. So
Yeah.
So would you switch cities with it, like Love Hip Hop?
Like Come to Atlanta?
Yeah.
When mm-hmm, I move.
I don't think that'll work out.
What?
I don't think that'll work out.
Why?
Because I feel like, oh man, I feel like in Miami, I feel like it just wouldn't work out in Atlanta.
Why?
Because I think it'll go both ways. I think like your ops would. I think it could get bad.
For in Atlanta?
In Atlanta, I just think so. And I haven't watched it in forever. I don't even know who won the show. I'm just saying.
So who asked you?
I haven't watched it. You're not going.
Who won the whole thing?
Because I like the Atlanta.
But you have to have. But
listen, you're so fucking messy.
Which one of the hoes you want to whoop from Atlanta?
I don't even tell him like that.
Which one of the hoes be talking to?
No, I'm saying is Mona gonna give you an op.
Yo,
that's part of the show. You gotta have an op, right?
No, you don't have
Mona too. Shout out to Mona.
Shout out to Mona.
Who don't have Love and Hip Hop?
Have a Love and Hip Hop op?
Love and Hip Hop.
Well, you
op.
Know what that is too. Atlanta actually got a popping this year.
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be too popping. It's gonna be too popping.
You'll probably have to fuck around and get into it.
He is mad.
I'm saying like just from watching it, like yeah, I probably had to whoop her ass.
I don't know.
So you ain't know when you came to Love and Hip Hop Miami that
I'm gonna end up whooping his whole ass until I walked on set and it's like boom. Like, somehow, they can just make it happen. I didn't even know them people at all.
And you weren't watching it before then?
Yeah, but no, ain't nobody never speak on them. They didn't even know why I was coming in.
I get what you're saying. But I'm
saying, they got, like some invisible whoop-ass gas that they spray on the screen.
You can see, like, on the story, like, she thinks she this. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I thought it would be Amara. But yeah. No, it wasn't like that.
You and Amara cool.
And she the cool one.
Yeah,
because okay. I was thinking Amara, she's so classy and she going to think that I'm just...
Cool, though. She cool.
Yeah, she's a cool woman. So, I mean, it's just... That shit crazy.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
So if you knew Amada got that, we wasn't hoes on Atlanta. We're trying to get you on Atlanta.
No.
You say you want to move to Atlanta, we trying to get you on Atlanta show, man.
But I don't be one to just do that. He is funny as fuck. He's going to keep asking. He's talking about, so which one?
Man, that nigga is crazy.
You know how
man.
You see like this whole hill thing? She, I beat her ass. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
With what? No, I'm just fucking. Would you go ahead and scream?
He is crazy. You want to say, well, one? I don't know.
Hey, I salute the love of hip hop, Miami. I just personally don't think. But I welcome it. Put on Love of Hip Hop Atlanta.
Jamaican girl probably wants smoke. Where did Jamaican girl end up from Atlanta? She probably wants
smoke.
Spice on
Love Hip Hop Atlanta?
She ain't going to want no smoke with me.
She probably wants smoke with you.
No, he is crazy.
She eat the real, too. She thought, no, she ain't going to want no smoke.
Do that.
No, I'm just talking
no but I actually like her a lot, you know, but I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. No, because he.
Where your birthday, Suki? Because you going back. You and Gemini.
No, well, your birthday.
Scorpio. You going back and forth like, I love, but I don't give a fuck. Like, you going from here to here.
Nah, but shout out to Love Hip Hop Atlanta and Miami. I'm just talking shit, fuck with you. Oh, trying to get you in some shit.
I was supposed to be on Atlanta, though. That's the crazy part. But Miami, they were kind of like fighting which one I'm going to be on. But yeah, I was supposed to be on there. One day, it's going to happen.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna keep if I keep going because I know I'm gonna do this.
They're gonna write you in the script as long as you're doing numbers. As soon as you,
yeah, I'm gonna have my own show.
Okay,
ain't nothing like that TV stream though. You know what I'm saying? They gotta stay in front of them folks because God give select few people certain shit that you just can't buy. I don't give a fuck who you talk to and you got it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
this shit come from nothing. You know what I mean? This shit come from nothing. So you know you got something special. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Can't goddamn shy away from that shit ever.
Yeah. Facts, you right.
What they be on in Delaware? I ain't never been there.
Delaware.
Like I think I've been almost everywhere except like Delaware and a couple other spots.
Well, I'm from Wilmington, Delaware.
They got hood, same shit.
Yeah, like it's really the whole thing is a hood. And you know what's crazy is Joe Biden from Delaware.
Really?
Yeah, we got some big people from Delaware, but just a selective few. Just like maybe like 5 people.
What are they known for though? Like,
I mean, Delaware. Like,
they got a team.
No, Delaware is small.
The fuck
Delaware
is this?
Really Delaware? Small.
Joe Flacco's from Delaware.
What's out of town? What's out of the country?
Drink
shit
your water, man.
It's West Coast, North. East Coast. What
no, it's up north.
It's up north, bro.
Oh,
a lot of people don't know about it because it's really small. That's sad.
I'm saying,
see,
like,
y'all should know more about the states now. That's not my fault.
I don't know that, but the South, I'm just being 100. Yeah. I know the big cities, the LAs, and I mean,
Delaware's
Chicago.
Close to
Delaware,
Baltimore,
the whole
Maryland,
state
right?
Is smaller than
it's by Maryland, right?
It was like DMV area.
Yeah, DMV, like 30 minutes from Philly, you know. Okay. It's right in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean,
South side of Delaware.
Shout out to Wilmington, Delaware.
You got up out of there at 12.
Yeah, I did.
Your parents moved. Nothing like Atlanta. What's the best city in the world?
Atlanta. Definitely. Atlanta, definitely. I done, man.
What is that? She keeping shit from us. She looked up. She rolled her eyes. She blushed.
No, because I started getting money out here.
Okay. Honestly. That's what make you smile.
Equal opportunity in Atlanta.
Yeah. It's a lot of black millionaires here, and it's something to be thankful and grateful about.
Yeah. Facts. What's your worst Atlanta experience?
My worst Atlanta experience.
Yeah, like some bullshit.
You got Atlanta baby dad?
No, hell no.
You want one?
I don't know what to say. I don't know.
It's all say good. No if niggas got them. If your dude got them.
I did not say no. I said no.
Fair enough. And the final thing I'm going to ask you about, your social media is super, just super, super lit. So, like, your DMs and your comments and everything, what about them type of situations? Like, you ever just get annoyed by all the attention, the negative attention, just the attention on social media?
I mean, I don't really pay too much mind. I'll probably comment a couple times in my comments. But I got so many DMs that I have not looked at. I probably got, like, 10,000.
You look at all the blue checks?
No, I don't really give a fuck what the checks and shit. Niggas still be niggas.
I see you get a lot of love though. I think you just throw some in the hood or something, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was.
I seen a lot of niggas come through and fuck with you though.
Yeah, that was everything. I just threw a big block party in Fort Lauderdale Parkway. It was, and I ain't even put no people on the flyer, just said I'm having a party. And everybody, the whole hood, many cops had came out there, and it was like a really big event for no drama. Nobody got shot. Everything. And it just made me realize the streets really fuck with me. Mm. That shit was crazy.
That's the best love.
Yeah, I really appreciated that because a lot of niggas is scared.
You got a special motherfucker to bring people out.
Yeah, like that's what I'd be like. I got a purpose. Mm-hmm. And even where I was at, I was in Parkway. A lot of people ain't going to come on that block. They scared to come on that block. But for the niggas that still came through, they was out the way, parked all down the road, you know, just coming through to show love. But that's just everything, you know. I appreciate that. So I always make sure I bring it back to the hood with everything I do. I always still want to make sure I could come through holding the walls and shit. I still want to vibe with my peoples, you feel me?
Dope. That's so, Gehanna, much continued success to you, man. Let everybody know the Wolf Pussy mixtape is out. What's coming out next?
You got really good energy. You're going to go far. For real.
Thank you.
You're going to go through the roof. You got real good energy. Yeah, that shit going to go up for you. All the way.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm thankful. I know a lot of people tell me, you know, they always like tell me they love that I'm humble with shit. So I just stick to being myself, and you know I'm gonna get far with that. If I ever got a switch, I'm just gonna stop. Well, at that point, I'm done.
Exactly.
I got my money. I got my investments. Bye. I got kids.
That's solid.
That's what it is. Salute to Suki Hine and get that Wolf Pussy mixtape. Yeah. What's next?
The Wolf Pussy mixtape is what's right now, what's next, and what's going to be in the future. And then we got another tape we finna drop after that. But make sure y'all stream that Wolf Pussy mixtape because, listen, I'm giving all y'all hoes advice. I'm giving y'all the rules to the game. And stop letting these fuck niggas play with you. Stop letting these fuck niggas hold you back. Get this money. Know your worth and tax these niggas because these niggas want your time. They want head. They want a conversation. They want this. They want food. They want you cook for them. All this shit. Bitch, tax these niggas. The worst thing a nigga can say is no. And if he do, there you go. He got straight to the chase. Next. That's how you do that. Make sure you tax these niggas and work for your money.
Deep.
All day.
What about the people?
That's hard.
For real, I used to be scared to ask niggas for money.
Wow.
It was just like... I don't know. It was just scary to me.
Because the dog digger perception.
Nigga, whoa, you at for 6 weeks straight. You know what they say out there.
I have been there. Because
that's what I'm saying.
Guys have turned it around. Back then, guys have turned it around. Said, oh, you a gold digger or this. I got so tired of these niggas. I said, fuck that. Oh, you niggas is breaking in my cribs, hiding in my motherfucking trunk. Want to fight me? That means I got some good pussy. That means, oh, yeah, no. I need this pay. I need rent. Like, why the fuck? It shouldn't be no reason why you be fly, but a bitch, I get fucked by you and my rent still do. Hell nah. Bitch, when I'm coming home with a wet pussy and my pocket's finna be filled and I'm finna be buying my kids some sneaks and shit.
My grandma used to tell all the women in our house, like,
yeah.
Bitch, you come back, you hungry? You come back hungry, now you in the kitchen?
Hell,
you'll be with a nigga all night, now you in the kitchen, got there cooking up my shit. Nigga ain't feed you?
Yeah, hell no. See, I'm coming back
with
food.
My girl used to be telling them.
Yeah, no, that's the truth. All our grandmoms told us that, and we should have listened. I come back with food for me and my kids. When a nigga take me out to eat, I need to go play. I want to take something to my kids.
My kids ain't
finna be eating sandwiches at home while I'm at motherfucking Ruth Chris eating lamb and shit. We all finna be eating lamb.
I can't debate with that. You have no debate for me.
Hell yeah.
I can't debate with that.
Yeah, so that's what the tape going to teach you. Teach you to ask for that money. Stop just being, thinking you independent or you can do it yourself. Bitch, I do it myself.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When somebody come in your section, bitch, I need a coin. Hell nah. Yeah. I need a motherfucking coin.
I just got to get your take on this before you slide in.
So what about niggas with potential? Like good niggas with no money?
Ain't nothing. No, I ain't even got no problem with that because I have loved niggas for them. You know, sometimes everybody might have a low point. I might have my low point. A nigga might have a low point. That don't mean nothing. That don't mean a nigga broke up here. Sometimes things might happen, but it's all
so
about.
So can you fuck with the nigga that don't have the money, but you're a good nigga?
Hell yeah,
can you fuck with only him, or are you still gonna be fucking with
him? No. I can fuck with a nigga that, cause you gotta understand, I did that already. I can fuck with a nigga who ain't got no money. If he trying to make money, that's a difference. If he gonna go out there and get that back, it's a difference. Like I done talked to niggas who only hit licks. Sometimes when you fuck with a nigga who only hit licks,
that shit go up and down though.
Yeah, it go up. That's what I'm trying to tell him. It go up and down. When you fucking with a nigga who do fraud, you gotta wait till them licks come. You have to wait. Yeah. So it's time.
This shit didn't go through that week, but that week nigga might have 150, 200.
See, it goes up and down.
She from that.
But the thing is, I have dated guys that's just straight on it, and like you know, I have helped niggas. I've been there for niggas, and I always will be. I ain't got no problem with a nigga who fall low.
Have a nigga ever been with a nigga, then he got them do strike. He be on sucker shit.
Hell nah, niggas. That's why I know when I got a good nigga, because the nigga make sure. He give me everything I need. And I'm not materialistic, but I'm a nigga gonna make sure I got a house, I got a car, I got gas in my tank, I got food, I got a babysitter. Like, you know, you got some good pussy when a nigga
He saying this shit.
No, but let me tell you something else. Just in case you don't know, if a nigga say he finna take you on a date and tell you and ask you how much your babysitter costs, I mean you got some good ass pussy, because he making sure them
Facts.
Kids got somewhere to go.
Facts.
Period. Yeah.
Facts.
Everything covered.
It's covered. Yeah.
But I would never judge somebody.
Your mama needs some bills, something. Your auntie needs.
I have had a nigga that day.
Nigga pull up with a whole goddamn book bag full of shit.
Yeah. Nigga done gave my grandma some weed. Oh my gosh. Nigga done gave my grandma a pound of, like, about 2 pounds of weed. She babysitting my kids that whole month. I ain't need no babysitter. Yeah.
We can keep going. So what about the back end of that? Do you have a problem getting rid of them type of niggas? Like, after you mesmerize them and pussy whip them, like, do they get, like, fatal, like, stalk you type shit?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, that don't always happen. That's just something. I know what to do with
niggas like
that. That's
like a given, almost.
But let me say this again. I'm not gonna judge nobody by no money, because when I was living in the hood and I had no bread, I still had them niggas pulling up on me and making sure I was good. Niggas that was getting money and I was not in their caliber. You know, I ain't have what they have, them nice cars, nice crib, but they still came up and pulled up on me while I was in the hood and make sure they passed over and make sure I was straight. You know, so I'll never judge nobody by no money.
Solid. Sukihana, we appreciate you coming all the way from out of town.
This is a hard ass interview.
Anytime you in Atlanta, you want to just come drop some game on Big Facts. We feel like the females, we with that. Because I can't even debate with you. She's saying some real shit. I might not agree with everything, but I can't debate with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's some real shit that.
Yeah.
You welcome back anytime.
Thank you for having me. This was lit. Like, this is one of the best interviews I had, because we was just vibing. It was a good
show. Yeah,
some people be asking for our ass questions. I'll be like, damn, can we get to the hood shit? This is what the people want.
Yeah.
So, who produced your album?
I get it. Like, come on, they don't want to hear that. They trying to hear some stories and shit.
Yeah.
Red Bull paying you?
No, they need to be, because look, the whole thing, that's what I'm saying. They done got all this profile. Hell no. This the first time I done had this drink. Just to put this out there, I ain't never had this before, so I can't tell y'all about the drink, so y'all just need to drink something.
Drink some water or some shit.
Nah, it's all love though, for sure.
Big shouts out to Sukihana for pulling up the Big Facts salute.
Yeah. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.